Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
So we got ourselves a nice little chunky show for you this morning, like a soup, right? Right? Who doesn't like a chunky soup? But anyways, let's get into it because we gave some love to Inspiration 4. That is the SpaceX crew that made it back safely on Saturday. What we have to say about them is pretty cool. Also, Russell Dickerson and catching up with him. Now, when you're a country artist, what is it like making friends with other country artists that you would never think you'd be friends with? Russell answers that question here in today's podcast, as well as the World Cup. Is the FIFA World Cup coming to Orlando? Ooh, it's a juicy episode. Well, hold on. Let me get back to the soup analogy. It's a chunky episode. Let's get into it. All right. Today, welcome to the 20th of September. It is Obie and Ashley, and you know what? We've got a little bit of inspiration today because it's National Care for Kids Day. Man, I could go down a long river of awareness and love and emotions for all the different avenues, whether it's daycares, elementaries, middle, high schools. Of course, they're not kids, but to some of us who are parents who have older kids, you know, those that are in college. But to those who care for kids, man, that doesn't just stop there, right? I said I can go down a long river of awareness because you've got karate classes, swim classes, dance, people who do counseling. I can go again. There's so many avenues, and I guess all this to say on National Care for Kids Day, if you care for kids in any capacity, whether you get paid, whether you're volunteering, whether it's something out of the bottom of your heart that just wells up whenever you see a child in need, I think that's pretty cool. So to you this morning, I know that that's pretty generic, but let's pierce that heart of yours. Caring for Kids Day, that could be all of us. But to those of you who make it a profession, from OB, Ashley, and those of us here at K-Nation, the national anthem out to you. OB and Ashley, K92.3, Orlando's number one for new country, also the station giving you money. So make sure that you get $1,000 starting at 8 all the way up until 5 o'clock, and that's every day this week. And then we do it again next week. And then the week after that. So we're not even close to being done with our $200,000 that we're giving you throughout this time. All right. So I did want to give some love to the K92.3 listening audience. I want to give some love especially to you guys who made it out this weekend. I hosted the Better Man event. I told you about it on Friday. I was slightly nervous because it was being broadcasted to like 18 different countries or just in all these different languages that they just told me I had to just be watchful for what I say. It was a fantastic event. So it wasn't like I was going to say anything bad anyways. But to you guys who came up to me after the event and said, Obie, I really appreciated what you had to say out there. I didn't know you looked like that, though. pretty funny. I say that because for a lot of people who listen to us on the radio, you hardly ever get to see us. But now, of course, because of social media, that has bridged the gap as to what we look like. And that was just pretty funny to see people's eyes and experience that. Now, while I was hosting that, there was some good news. I want to give some love to SpaceX. That Inspiration 4 return of the that shuttle that was up in space. I say shuttle, that spacecraft. But nevertheless, they were up there for 3 days orbiting the Earth higher than the space station is. And not only did they have a successful splashdown here on our coast at Cape Canaveral, it's the first time, by the way, ever that they ever do that kind of an Atlantic splashdown with those passengers. Again, remember, what made this important was that those were four people who weren't like trained astronauts that were former Navy pilots or Coast Guard pilots. These were regular people who, of course with their training, but the reason why I bring it up, y'all, we're experiencing the future. They're thinking about doing this 5 to 6 times a year with regular folk. And because of the demand after Saturday's successful splashdown after 3 days of them being up there, they're thinking that this will be something regular, that people now, they've already reached out. People are willing to spend hundreds of thousands to be part of the next flight. So I say that because we witness history. All right, so congratulations again to the Inspiration 4 crew, everybody who works over there at NASA that is right here in our backyard. And then in 10 minutes here, I want to talk about you. As a K92.3 listener, are you really taking advantage of everything that we're giving you? I'll tell you why next. Good friend right there, Russell Dickerson on K92.3. That's his song, Home Sweet. And we had a chance to catch up with him at our Country Thunder, where you would have already had a chance to listen to this this really great interview with him right in front of his tour bus with his kid on there, his wife on his tour bus. And what's great is that if you're a country fan, there's no better way to dig into these artists than on some of our unfiltered podcasts, right? We bring you our regular podcast where you get the entire morning show. I mean, everything I'm talking about right now will be in the podcast. We take out the music, take out the commercials, and you get the meat and potatoes, right? Now, here's the way that you can experience K92.3, okay? This is going to kind of sound a little funny, but I get to speak on behalf of somebody who has so much passion for this station and this brand, K92.3, right? And here's the way that you can experience it, okay? So it's like going to the beach. You can chill on the sand, just prop up a beach chair, enjoy the rays of the great music, you know, slap on some sunscreen if you want, and that's the way that you can experience K92.3. You just listen. Or you can snorkel, which means that you go to the K92.3 website. Maybe perhaps you're a fan of our Facebook page, just so this way you can be up on the up and you're kind of, you know, exploring, right? Now, there are some of you who are deep divers when you go to the beach. And those people like to go deep, man. They go real deep, meaning you've got the K92.3 app. There is where you will find those K92.3 Obie and Ashley unfiltered podcasts, where you're going to get some of these really sweet nuggets. So for those of you who are deep diving, that Country Thunder Festival allowed us an opportunity to deep dive with Dierks Bentley, Hardy, and right now you're going to hear Russell Dickerson, who you just heard on the radio. When we ask these fast five questions, it's so fun to get their reaction. For instance, this one that Ashley had for Russell.
Okay, question two, fast five with Russell Dickerson. Do you have any relationships with anyone that's like unsuspecting in Nashville? Because we know you're super close with Thomas, with Tyler, you know, the guys at Florida Georgia Line. Anyone that you weren't expecting to be close with?
Jason Aldean.
Really?
Yeah.
That's the second time somebody said that this weekend.
We're like, you know, I mean, he's like the countryest of country boy, and I'm like not as country, you know, I'm a little more city boy than he is. But, man, I guess it's just like opposites attract, and we really just like, it just enjoy each other's company every time we get to hang out.
Love it.
Yeah.
Love that.
Okay, so that again was one of the questions of the Fast Five, and Jason Aldean, for a couple of our artists, they said that Jason Aldean was an unexpected friendship. I don't know if he puts off vibes of he's not easy to be friends with. But anyways, all those interviews are right there in the palm of your hand. Again, if you're a deep diver with K92.3, you've got the K92.3 app. You know that you can also win stuff off of that. And for everyone else, that's okay. We want you to enjoy the beach. If you're just listening to music and you just enjoy it, man, enjoy it. And for those of you who are snorkeling, you know we've got money that we're giving away. But that's the way that you can listen to K92.3 as we get ready for Ashley's All Access in minutes.
K92.3.
From backstage to the front page, it's Ashley's All Access.
All right, so today I get the pleasure of doing Ashley's All Access, and I want to get to our guy, Brett Eldridge. And you know him from a ton of country music hits. Here, let me give you one right now.
Everything about you makes me want you, want you. Know what you're doing, baby, don't you, don't you.
So that's just one of like a handful of number one songs that Brett Eldridge, we know him for being a big country star, right? Now, things have kind of swapped a little bit since he's done Christmas music. We've really seen a side of Brett Eldridge where he's like country music's Frank Sinatra, especially when it comes to Christmas music. He's got another Christmas album on the way, dropped his first one in 2016. Let's get to his show that's going to be here September 30th. Now, that's right around the corner. I mean, we're just talking 10 days away. Will he do any of that Christmas music? I don't know. But what I do know is that Brett is suffering from what a lot of us, we didn't go through with COVID, right? A lot of us gained weight. Well, Brett Eldridge, he's been so busy like cycling and running, he's lost a lot of weight and he's got to gain it back.
I kind of got addicted to it, really. It was interesting. I got so into running that I got
super lean, but like almost too thin. So I was like, man, I gotta put on some pounds. I gotta get back in the gym.
So funny. So we'll see him on stage September 30th. Of course, Brett Eldridge. A lot of the girls think he's so dreamy. So we'll see if he puts on some pounds before then. Now, I wanted to get to something a little more Hollywood. Daniel Craig, if that name doesn't sound familiar, he's been playing 007. He's the latest James Bond that we've got. As a matter of fact, he's been playing the character since 2006. Casino Royale was the very first one. He's got another one coming out October 8th. And the reason why I bring him up is because yesterday we ended up getting some really great footage of him saying goodbye to the cast. Now remember, these are the people that he's done 5 movies with as James Bond, not to return as that character ever again.
A lot of people here worked on 5 pictures with me, and I've loved every single second because I've got up every morning and I've had the chance to work with you guys, and that has been one of the greatest honors of my life. So.
Oh man, he got all emotional at the end. Super cool. All right, so we covered country, we got Hollywood. Now I want to bring it ultra local, where this is going to be something that you're going to hear about, which is the fact that Orlando is trying to win this bid for the FIFA World Cup. As a matter of fact, this is our mayor talking about how Orlando is the perfect city.
Our pitch has been, we do this every single day. We attract 76 million visitors annually to Orlando. So all of the assets that we have in place make this the perfect place to host World Cup.
Wow. So imagine again, and if you're somebody who's a dreamer, I think that that would be so special for Orlando, which it does make a lot of sense. I say it all the time, and this is not an exaggeration, but I do say that we are the entertainment hub for the entire planet. You know, you've got L.A., that's cool, but that's a little snooty. You've got Vegas, but that's a little adulty. And then you've got Orlando, which is for everybody. So all that stuff happening, and we'll keep you up to date. World Cup, do we get it? All that stuff with Brett Eldridge, Daniel Craig, 007, up on K923Orlando.com.
Ashley's All Access is brought to you by Safe Touch Security, home of the verified response.
The OB and Ashley podcast is brought to you by All American Solar, where you can harness the power of the sun to power your home or business and free yourself from ever-rising power bills.
While helping the environment, you can schedule your free estimate today by calling 386-GO-SOLAR or visiting allamericansolar.com.
OB and Ashley in the morning
on K923.
It's time. For the O-Town Showdown.
Powered by Appliance Stockade in Merritt Island.
K92.3, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, so who is this?
This is Jeff from Deltona.
Jeff from Deltona. You trying to get on the O-Town Showdown?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Let's find out who your contender is. K92.3.
Hey, good morning. This is Danielle.
This is Danielle?
Yes.
Danielle, where are you putting it down for? What town?
New Smyrna.
New Smyrna. Okay, so I want you to say good morning to Jeff here, who's on the line from Deltona.
Hey, good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, Danielle.
Yeah, okay. If you're joining us for the first time, I'll give you 3 questions. They're not that hard. It's not who's the smartest. It's who's the quickest with their sound and the right answer. That's how you win the showdown, right?
All right.
All right, let's get those sounds from you guys, the right buzzer sound. Jeff, what's going to be yours today?
Go Noles.
Go Noles. That one hits close to home for me, brother. I love that. Okay, Danielle of New Smyrna, our lady, our lovely lady. What's going to be your sound today when you think you're right?
Smyrna.
Smyrna. I love that. It's appropriate, and we're ready for the O-Town Showdown.
All right, let's go.
This character, James Bond, has an agent number. What's that agent number?
Smyrna.
007.
Oh, Danielle.
007.
Jeff, you were there, but she was right on it. So that's 1 for New Smyrna, which means Deltona needs 1 to stay in the game. Question number 2.
All right.
A Hawaiian pizza is a combination of what?
Go no.
Oh, that was Jeff.
Ham and pineapple.
Woo! Okay, love this. All right, so we've got 1 for Deltona, 1 for New Smyrna. 1 question left, and here we go. What TV show does this stand for? SNL.
Smyrna, Smyrna.
Oh, Danielle, what you got?
Saturday Night Live.
Nice. Well played. Yeah, they just had the Emmys, and good deal. Hey, so that's 2 for Danielle, making her the winner of the O-Town Showdown.
Awesome. Woo, thank
Thank you.
All right, now, Jeff, job, I definitely want to save you, so this way we can play Redemption. I hope you're okay with that.
Yep, not a problem.
Awesome. So, Jeff, come on in here. This is everyone's favorite part, because it doesn't matter what town you're in. That air hug. Come on. Let me hear. Oh, Jeff, there you go. You're a squeezer. Love it.
Great job, Jeff.
Guys, thank you for participating in another edition of the O-Town Showdown.
K92.3.
Doing the right thing. Obi and Ashley in the morning.
Okay, so fortunately, we've made room on this station, so this way, two times a morning, that we can go ahead and give you somebody who's doing the right thing. And this video really struck me really nice, because there was this potential, it was actual flooding that was going on right outside the Pentagon. I know that Sanford just experienced some horrible flooding. We're seeing videos of that, too. And if you can imagine a car vehicle, you know, being stopped by floodwaters, especially if you're a car vehicle that's full of people, what do you do? You know, I've never been in that scenario. And in this video, you see a group of girls. They're in this car. The car gets stopped by the floodwaters. And it's this bus that pulls over. And these Marines come out. I think I counted probably about 5 Marines. Now, when I say Marines, they're dressed in their dress. I'm not talking about the uniforms that you normally see them with, the camo. I'm talking about what you see them in the commercial, where they're holding the sword up to their face, you know, with the hat and the white pants, like that kind of dress. They get out of that bus and they trudge through that water. So I'm talking about these white pants, these pants that are just, man, you and I, it would just take us minutes to get them dirty. And these guys could give two craps about that. Trudge through that water to go help push those girls out of that. Now, the video that I'm gonna play for you right now, these girls were freaking out in the vehicle, almost as if it was Justin Bieber and his band getting off that bus. They were so excited to see the Marines jumping into action that one of the girls even said, "This is the most American thing ever." And so here's that video. Oh, man. She goes on to say in the video, she says that she's an immigrant, and in her country, that would have never happened. So again, to these soldiers, and you know, I think probably what's best about this story about these soldiers, and I'm sure if you're somebody who's enlisted, you probably know, whether you're a veteran or not, that a lot of times you guys don't want the credit. You don't want your names put out there. But I want to give you as a whole, I want to give y'all credit, because somebody on that bus, one of those Marines, had to jump up and say, "Hey, stop the bus." Okay, a lot of times you're trained to do that, but a lot of times that's because of the individual behind that uniform. So to you men and women out there who decide to throw on the uniform for this country and to bleed for our nation, thank you so much. But it's even more than that. It's going through floodwaters to help a vehicle that has nothing to do with war, has nothing to do with peacekeeping, just about being good humans. So again, to those Marines who did that, and to you who serve, thank you so much. From Obi and Ashley, that's doing the right thing.
Obi and Ashley's Doing the Right Thing. Brought to you by Del Air Heating and Air Conditioning.
Doing the right thing.
On K92.3.
Download the K92.3 app and you won't miss a thing.
With Orlando's number one for new country, K92.3.
Obi and Ashley, K92.3. So we're fortunate with our relationship with this kind of a radio station that we're able to bridge the gap between you and some of your favorite country artists that just so happen to be ours too.
Yeah, Maren Morris. I mean, you talk about her career. She's won Grammys, ACM, CMA. She is definitely a female powerhouse in country music.
I'd be rich. Can I get a hallelujah? Can I get an amen? The house don't fall and the bones are good.
And her husband, Ryan Hurd, I mean, they met writing songs together, finally got married. He does his own thing here, and they have the song together, Chasing After You, right now.
Cause I love chasing it.
And without a doubt, one of the steamiest music videos I've ever seen. Ryan Hurd, Maren Morris.
Hi.
What's up, guys?
What's up, you two? How are you guys?
We're doing great. Happy to be talking to you today.
So, Ryan, I want to put you on the hot seat if I can. I've got 5 fast questions that I want to throw your way, only if you're cool with it.
I think so. Yeah,
okay. Go. Ryan, is there a phrase that you say too much?
Oh, I'd probably say dude way too much.
Okay. In the house, are there any subscriptions like Netflix or Amazon that you can't live without, that if anything had to go, you can't let this one go?
We have every single one, but I'll say this. The NBC Sports app and the ESPN Plus app are the ones that are always, like, my choice icing on the top.
Wow. Okay, Ryan Hurd on with question number three. Your kryptonite. Do you have a kryptonite?
Ben and Jerry's ice cream.
Okay, fantastic. All right, okay, question number four. Have you ever been kicked out of anything?
Yeah, one time we got kicked out of the Ace Hotel in New York for having too much fun.
Oh, okay. I think I heard Marin, like, kind of laugh a little bit in the back. She's like, I remember that. All right, final question. Ryan Hurd, Marin Morris, first of all, you guys are class acts. Thank you so much for your time. And I'll throw this one your way. And Ryan, you can't use Marin, okay? So if you had to be handcuffed with somebody for 24 hours, who would you be handcuffed to?
Oh, man. That's the one that got me. I don't know. Who do I like enough to...
A family member?
Who do you like enough to use the bathroom in front of?
I'm going to say this. I'm going to be handcuffed to our manager, Janet, for 24 hours because
wow.
she would have an attitude about it.
She knows enough. She or he knows enough already.
She right. would have to have a good attitude.
Right.
Oh, my God. You guys are the best. We wish you continued success, man. May God bless that relationship and that baby and all that music coming from you, too.
Hey, thank you guys for having us and for all the support all the time. It doesn't go unnoticed, and we appreciate it.
Oh, awesome, yeah, guys. So. Marin and Ryan and Ryan's new album coming out October 15th. Palago, thank you guys, and we hope to see you soon.
Thank you.
You too.
K92.3.
Two people, one date, zero texts returned.
Obie and Ashley's second date update.
Brought to you by attorney Dan Newlin. In a wreck, need a check, Google Dan Newlin.
We're on with Kristen. Kristen, it's good talking to you. Where are you calling us from?
Hi, guys. I'm calling from Altamont Springs.
All right.
Okay, nice. So if you don't mind, can we get into your story of why you're calling us today?
Yeah, sure. So a little background on me. I'm actually in a B-52s cover band. And so
Sweet.
We're quite popular these days.
Yeah, that's cool.
What do you do? I'm sorry. If you're part of a band, the saxophonist?
No, I'm the drummer.
Nice.
Oh, that's sexy. Okay, didn't mean to interrupt. Go ahead.
Yeah, so we were at an employee appreciation party for this office. And I finished up. And the boss of the company offered to help me put my trap set back in a car.
Your
and
what?
So my trap set.
What is that? Your drums?
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Nice.
And it was a super big help, too, because it's a 6-piece set. So that
Sweet.
Takes a lot to
yeah.
get back in the car. And he asked me for my number. We went on a date, and he offered to drive. We went to Bahama Breeze, and then he drove me home. He dropped me off and has not called me since and, like, didn't respond to it. I sent him, like, one text. You know, I didn't want to be, like, too overeager.
We tend to ask this a lot. Like, did you have one too many beverages? I mean, sometimes that can be unattractive.
I mean, we did some shots. I did some shots, but I can hold my liquor.
Okay.
So, all right.
I'm pretty
well,
sure.
We appreciate the information that you gave us on Ken. We're going to try to give him a call right now, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Hello?
Yes, looking for Ken, please.
Yeah, this is Ken.
Ken, good morning. This is Obi. That's Ashley.
Hey, Ken.
So we're morning radio show hosts, and we do a morning show for the big station here in town, K92.3, on the radio.
Okay.
Okay, so we're calling you on behalf of a wonderful girl that you went on a date with. We're talking about Kristen.
Yeah.
Okay, so Ken, we're calling you because she sent us an email saying, hey, I know you guys do this second date update on your show. And just to be upfront with you, she did kind of give us some details how you guys went to Bahama Breeze and whatnot.
Wait, who is this again?
Okay, so this is Obi and Ashley, and we're just trying to get you and Kristen back together again. As a matter of fact, we want to pay for you guys to go on another date.
I mean, yeah, I remember. You want me to call her back? That chick's a psychopath.
You don't necessarily need to do that.
She's got some major issues. I mean, I don't even know what she's told you guys. I mean...
Well, she said you picked her up for dinner. You drove her home after Bahama Breeze.
Well, I mean, yeah, that's a small part of the epic story, but I mean, yeah.
Psycho's a pretty strong word to throw out there. Why do you say that?
Some guy kind of cuts me off a little bit on the freeway, and oh my God, she just loses it. I mean, she's just out of control at this point.
What do you mean she lost it? What do you mean?
She's screaming at the top of her lungs. She's cursing. She's slapping the dashboard saying, I can't believe this, cursing at the top of her lungs. And then she starts like, she's wanting me to roll down the window at one point and try to spit into their car.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God.
I mean, her road rage was out of control. I mean, I don't know what she wanted me to do to them.
Well,
she wanted me to fight them.
Well, why don't we ask her right now? Because she is on the line right now, Ken.
Oh.
Yeah, wait, what the heck? That's the reason why you're not calling me back? That's ridiculous.
Well, hold on.
You wouldn't even give me a text or a call back?
Kristen, Ken's just learning that you're on the line, first of all. And two, Ken, we don't want to throw you into this,
yeah,
but we would like you two to talk.
I disagree. I'm not even going to do this right now, okay? I didn't know that I was being, like, sabotaged here, okay? No. I'm not about that.
That was not our plan.
Go through another confrontation with this chick. I'm done with her.
No, to be honest, we were just trying to get you guys together.
Yeah, that's fine, though.
Ken?
Yeah, maybe you should man up and, like, actually confront, huh?
Oh, my God. I'm not even going to waste any more time with my life on this idea.
So, Ken, I mean, that's fine. We understand, and we apologize.
I don't think Ken's on the line anymore.
Ken? Yeah, I don't really know what's going on here, what happened in the car, but that's all
we
can really do.
No, this is just total shit. This is typical. This is why I don't date guys while I'm on tour, because they can't handle it. Like, you know, I don't even want to go on a date with this guy. He's such a freaking loser.
Okay.
All right.
Home of Obie and Ashley's second date update.
And there you have another show from Obie and Ashley. Hey, we really appreciate you taking the time. We realize that life is busy, and so the fact that you give our show a listen, it really is important. So the other ways that you can find us, my partner here, Ashley.
Yep, on Instagram, at Ashley in Florida. Super easy.
And then me, anywhere you search Obie Diaz. That's where you'll find me. All right, thank you again for making this podcast the number one most listened to podcast in Central Florida. We really appreciate it, and we'll catch you on the next one.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.